The New York Times bestseller, Your Brain on Art, How the Arts Transform Us, is a book that has been written by Susan Mag-Salmon and Ivy Ross. And it is my pleasure to have Susan on the line. Thank you so much for joining me.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
I think the best way to introduce a discussion about this is for you to read the opening of the book, if you would please.
My pleasure. You know the transformative power of art. You've gotten lost in music, in a painting, in a movie or a play, and you felt something shift within you. You've read a book so compelling that you pressed it into the hands of a friend. You've heard a song so moving, you listened to it over and over, memorizing every word. The arts bring joy, inspiration, well-being, understanding, even salvation. And while these experiences may not be easy to explain, you have known they are real and true. But we now have scientific proof that the arts are essential to our very survival.
So that scientific proof is the fascinating part. I mean, you introduce the idea that, for instance, playing music builds cognitive skills and enhances learning. How does the science actually underline this?
So I think one of the most miraculous things that I have discovered in my career in working at this intersection of brain sciences and the arts is that the arts are our birthright. We are literally wired for them. So you're born with 100 billion neurons. You come into this world sort of set up to bring in all of the things around us through our senses. And it's through these sensorial experiences that are highly salient that we begin to connect those neurons to each other. Synapses are connecting to each other. We're actually building neural pathways. And those neural pathways create everything we do, how we move, how we speak, how we think, how we feel. And this basic neurobiological wiring really lays the foundation for how the arts and aesthetic experiences really change us.
I love how you describe that we're born with this. And if you look at a child, they dance, they play act, they paint, they sing, and then somehow, as we grow up, this seems to get lost very often. How can we redress that balance?
What we say is, you know, start to experiment. We talk about something called the aesthetic mindset, which are four things. One is being curious. Two is enter into the world with this beginner's mind and playful exploration. And then the third is tune in to these highly sensorial things that are always happening right around you, but maybe we haven't yet built the muscle to be ready to engage in them. And then the fourth is being open to being a maker and a beholder. And as it turns out, you and throughout your day, even if you're not aware of it, you're making all the time. Even this conversation that we're having right now is an improv. And so it's a creative dance.
This is so inspiring. It's a book called Your Brain on Art, How the Arts Transform Us. It's been written by Susan Mag-Salmon and Ivy Ross. There's a gorgeous website called yourbrainonart.com for more information. Susan, thank you so much for talking to us and particularly for writing this book.
Really a pleasure. Thank you so much.